This is the Voice of Sacramento. Real radio produced by real people.
Handcuffs from Chicago, Illinois, and Mickey 66. And if you like that, you are a Handcuffs fan, because that is, I can't think of a better way to represent the classic Handcuffs sound. And all the way on the phone, all the way from Chicago, Illinois, are the two founding and principal members of the Handcuffs, Brad Elvis and Chloe F. Orwell. Guys, how are you doing today?
Hello.
Well, hello, handsome.
Wait, who are you talking to?
Me or Mike?
Actually, I was talking to Amber. But.
Oh, wait, no, she's looking in a mirror.
I don't know what that means when you say handsome woman. I never knew if that was an insult or a compliment.
No, it's quite the compliment.
Yes, it's like fetching, very fetching.
Why use sexist terms like, you know, pretty? He's handsome. It can be unisex.
You know, that makes sense. I've seen pretty men, so why can't there be handsome women?
Exactly.
There you go.
Yeah, like Mark Bolan was a pretty and handsome man, for instance.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
And Ian Hunter.
Yeah, yeah. All, well, he's all the way.
Segue into
Nicely done. Well, anyway, I want to say hi to you guys and congratulate you on the release of a new album. The album is called All the Way from Chicago, but it's on cassette. That's really, really interesting to me.
Yes. You know, we got asked to do that. It was kind of a last minute, about 8 weeks ago, a little more than that, out of East Nashville, Tennessee, a label called Semi Pro Records. And they like.
A fine little label.
Yeah, and they like the Handcuffs music and what we've done, and they wanted to know if we wanted to release a cassette for Cassette Store Day.
And then we said, yeah. And then they said, you have 2 weeks to get us material.
Oh, wow.
And we said, oh, okay, well, we've already committed, so we got to figure something out here.
And we should be committed. But we, so we're working on our fourth album now, but, you know, we're not that far along on it, so we came up with kind of doing a best of type of thing. So we did three songs each off of each of our three albums that we have out, Model for Revolution, Electro Love, Waiting for the Robot. And then for the 10th song, we did a
Mata Hoople cover
that we were working on our fourth album.
And it's one of the favorites that we play live, so we decided to put that on as well.
Did you guys play that?
Like,
yeah. Did you guys play that when I was in Chicago last year seeing you guys? That seems to ring a bell.
It's very possible. We've been playing it for a while, and we just keep it in the set because it's so fun to play, and
yeah,
people like it.
And the fans riot if we don't play it, so we're like, we don't want to start a riot.
Yeah, we don't want to have those. We don't want to have the four people kicked out of the club.
Oh, wait. You guys get way, way more people than that. You guys are a fantastic live act. I just want to tell everybody listening on the radio, I saw the Handcuffs in Chicago. That was like such a thrill. About a year, maybe almost a year and a half ago, and you know, you guys live up to the reputation. I've heard things about you, and you guys are awesome live, very fiery on stage.
Aww.
Well, we have a
so nice of you.
Thank you so much, and Chloe and I, we have such a good band, and we can give a shout out to our bassist Emily Togney, and
who's a newlywed.
Yes,
and newlywed, and keyboardist Allison Hinderleiter. And guitarist Susie Q. Wynn. They're a fabulous band that we have.
They're amazing. We love them. They're super talented. And, I mean, really, really crazy talented people.
They are. I saw them live, and there's just some kind of unspoken language amongst all five of you. And, you know, I really not only enjoyed playing or seeing you guys play, everybody in the band is just super nice. I mean, I know rock stars are supposed to be big and unapproachable, but I got to tell you, they're all really approachable and just fun to talk to after the show.
Oh, great. Thanks for ruining our rock and roll cred, Mike.
Well,
for being moody and cranky.
And edgy and mysterious.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, if it's any consolation, I'm sure the edgy hipster people aren't listening to this show anyway.
They were so messed up, man. They couldn't even talk. You know?
They threw a TV off the stage.
That's right. But, you know, great. Such a great band. And so this will be the first time that the five of you have been recorded together, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. And it's coming along great. We just got to finish it. Finish that thing up. It takes a while, you know.
I can imagine, yeah, and this is the fourth record coming up. That's what I was going to ask you about. What's the projected sound of it? Is it going to sound different than what you've done, or very typically Handcuffs?
Probably a little bit of both. There's going to be some Handcuffs elements that we feel like is the common thread of what we do, but I feel like we have some different ideas musically this time. Maybe it might be a tad, I don't know, more raw. Is that the right word, Brad?
Raw. Yeah, maybe a bit more rock. I mean, Susie helped with that when we got Susie in the band, delivering
lead guitar,
and I don't know. We're just kind of having fun doing that at the moment. Each album's
it's sort of the personality difference too, where I feel like the personality of this lineup is really going to shine through, and it's, you know, it's hard to explain, I guess, unless you see us live, the personality of the lineup.
Well, I'm excited because you guys definitely rocked, and I could see where where Susie would be a harder rock influence. Definitely that came across on stage as well.
Yeah. And maybe just, I don't know, just a nice fit, and especially with the new songs and the direction we're headed. And
yeah, and then, of course, you know, we've got, you know, and to bring back Emily and Allison, you know, now they're sort of like veterans of the band, and they've just contributed so much to our sound and, you know, style that it's just, you know, we couldn't do it without those two either.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Emily's been in the band since the beginning.
Actually, we just celebrated our 10-year anniversary with Alice, who was a former player, with Emily.
Wow.
And so, yeah, so which I can't believe. I can't believe we've been playing with Emily for 10 years.
That's fantastic.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, it is. That is awesome. So the Handcuffs have been together for 10 years, at least 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I'd say the core kind of what we kind of finally became.
Originally, I mean, we put out our first album, Model for Revolution. It was just Chloe and I still. And
you know, we had some friends play on it. And then
we like started getting interest and, well, maybe it's time to put a band together. So,
and you've picked up one key member every album, it seems like, because you added Emily, then you added Allison on the last one. And now we've added Susie.
Yep. That's actually a good way to put it. Yeah, definitely.
The horn section will be on the fifth album.
Right. We finally put out a cassette.
Chloe's the horn section.
Yes, it's pretty amazing. So, you know, the cassette, that's so interesting to me. So this is a really basic question, but why is there a cassette store day?
I think Burger Records might be behind pushing that. And believe it or not, I think it's like the third year for a cassette store day.
Burger Records out of, I think, Southern California.
Yeah, right. October 17th is when it was released. And it was fun putting a cassette together, but that cassette, but it's generating more and more interest. And that's what the kids are doing out there. I think, you know, 10, 12 years ago, it was like, vinyl, yeah, vinyl, come back. And now it's like, oh, yeah, vinyl, we're going to do cassettes.
I think cassette store day was an offshoot of record store day, which is pretty popular. And it's so weird because after we got asked to do Cassette Store Day, I'm on all kinds of blog lists and things, you know, and I get, as I'm sure everybody is, and I get, you know, all of these newsletters via email. And one of the newsletters, like, you know, the day after we said, yeah, we'll put a cassette out, was like, cassettes are coming back. I don't remember what it's from, Music Connection or some kind of newsletter, and I thought that was so funny. That was the headline on the subject, and I'm like, oh, well, that's appropriate, and I'm glad we said yes to this cassette store day. And also, I have a cassette deck in my Honda Civic, which is so funny because I just bought it off the lot, and it happened to have a cassette deck in it.
Nice.
So now I can actually play my own music on it. Not that I could before. I could make a mixtape, but, you know.
But now a released cassette.
I know. It's like, oh, this is actually sort of everything old is new again kind of stuff.
Oh, and our cassette, which you might know about, but telling the listeners out there, you can get through Semi-Pro Records, order it from there. But it comes with a baseball trading card style thing of the Handcuffs, which is fun.
Photo, yeah.
And it also has a download. Also has a download card with it and artwork by artist Mark Staff Brandl.
A Swiss artist.
Switzerland.
Swiss artist from Switzerland, and he's a sort of a comic book style. He's pretty renowned in Europe and here, and we were super honored that he actually created the original art for the cassette. He's real into sort of old school, like, vinyl and cassette music, so it was a thrill to have him create the cover.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so it's kind of,
and I do know him from Facebook. I've seen his work. That is quite the thrill.
Yeah, his work's amazing. I mean, he's so good, and he's a really cool guy too. So it was really cool.
That is really neat. So I'm chatting with Brad and Chloe from the Handcuffs. We're chatting about their new cassette, all the way from Chicago. It's a cassette album. And why don't we take a quick break and hear another song? What do you guys want me to play? I'll test my dexterity here. I'll try to fast forward the tape real fast.
Why don't we, what do you think about All the Way from Memphis,
which was the special track that you can only get on the cassette.
Okay, here we go. Here's the Handcuffs covering Moth the Hoople. Guest this afternoon, the Handcuffs covering Moth the Hoople with All the Way from Memphis. I'm chatting with Brad and Chloe, and guys, you know, you did this in honor of Cassette Store Day. You know, I'm nostalgic about some things about cassettes. You know, of course, I really didn't fast forward it that fast. That would be impossible, and I'm not actually playing on a cassette. I hate to say that. But, you know, a couple things that cassettes meant to me was, number one, it was the first time I ever had a chance to take my music on the go. You know, I could stick it in my car or my Walkman or boombox. And of course, it allowed me to the chance to play DJ, because I would, like, you know, this is an embarrassing childhood memory, but I would, you know, play a song and then announce it and, of course, record to my tape recorder. So what kind of nostalgia do you guys feel for cassettes?
I don't, what are you talking about? What's a cassette? No, I'm kidding. Well, I always liked cassettes. They were portable. That was like the first kind of portable thing. Kids, before there were MP3 players, you know,
right.
There were cassettes, and they're small and compact, and, you know, they would break every once in a while.
Yes. Right.
Like, I don't know, there's something just kind of cool about them. You could hold them in your hand.
Actually, the first, I was, in my lengthy career I've had, I go all the way back, I had a band called Screams, and we were on yes. tour with Van Halen, their first headlining tour back in 1979.
That's when wow. Brad was 9 years old.
Yeah, and they went yes. off to Japan for like a week, and then they came back, and we continued the tour. But they were all like, man, I go, what do you got there? Would you listen to a radio? And I go, no, it's a thing called a Walkman. We got them in Japan, like they got them before anybody. And they're here, check it out. And it was like the first place I saw like a Walkman with a cassette in it and stuff. And
That's pretty cool.
It was kind of exciting at the time.
You know, I got to say,
it's
revolutionary. It was definitely cool when I first saw a Walkman, but the difference between you and me is it wasn't David Lee Roth showing me what a Walkman looked like. So that's a little bit cooler than I have.
I'm telling you, that's what it was. It might have been
Eddie.
It might have been Eddie, yeah. I talked to him the most back in the day.
Either way, but, very cool. So
Really, I think it's funny because, you know, of course I've heard all these songs digitally, but when we got the test cassette from the manufacturing, they sent one to the record label, and they also sent one to us to check it out. And, I mean, it really sounded different in a good way. I mean, it really
it's
sounded
tape.
like analog. In
wow.
The way it was put on, you know, it's tape. It's like a physical mm-hmm. piece of music. And that was actually really exciting. It sounded very different than the digital. I mean, it was like loud, but it didn't get louder and get distorted and sort of, you know, you lose some elements sometimes digitally, even though, you know, the technology was you weren't supposed to. Everything was supposed to be perfect. But I don't know. There was something really there was so much texture and depth and volume in the test tape. It was exciting. I mean, really, it was. It was really, it almost made me nostalgic for like when I first started really getting serious about playing music. And it was exciting.
That's really neat. I'm impressed. You know, I guess if it was something I grew up with too, and I were a musician, I would love to hear what it sounded like in a physical, tangible medium. We've only got a couple more minutes left with Brad and Chloe, the Handcuffs. Chloe, I understand that you are in a music catalog.
Oh, yes, the music catalog. Thank goodness you didn't mention the other catalog.
I bet she closed down Playboy.
There
oh,
you
my
go.
Goodness.
No
okay.
more naked photos after
right,
that.
I know, I broke Playboy, everybody. It's my fault. Yeah, I was in the 2015 new Gretsch Guitars catalog, which is a beautiful, gorgeous, glossy, another thing you can hold in your hand and that's probably, you know, not as common nowadays as a big physical catalog. And, yeah, I'm featured playing my Gretsch guitar, which are the only guitars I play nowadays. And
big full-page
nice.
Photo.
Yeah, and it was beautiful, and a friend of ours.
And you were Gretsch featured artist last year as
I
well.
I was a Gretsch featured artist on their website. Photo in the Gretsch catalog by, again, a great photographer, Christy Baseman, who also mm-hmm. took the photo on our trading card.
Wow.
In the cassette. And that's, so, yeah, that was pretty exciting and kind of nice to see that.
Fantastic. That's good news. Congratulations. Just a couple more
Thank
items.
You.
We really are run down the end of the hour.
Okay.
You want to send out a couple shouts to some of the members of our rock and roll family.
Yeah, we want to. Should I just go ahead, Brad?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we just want to. You know,
we want to send a get well shout out to Graham Elvis from the Elvis Brothers, Pat Denizio from the Smithereens,
and John Wicks from the Records. We wish you all to get well and better soon,
and start playing music soon, and keep the fans happy as you guys always have throughout the years.
Yes, yeah. The world needs more of all of their music. Real quick,
super duper quick, you started the show off with the Rubenews, and you're talking about Elvis Costello. I saw the Rubenews open up for Elvis Costello in 1979 in St. Louis.
That would be
awesome.
cool.
It's such an interesting that you you know, that kind of came together on the show, Twilight Zone.
It did. And it turns out Tommy Dunbar lives in Sacramento. He lives probably 5 minutes from the station, which is so interesting. I mean, he's been here a couple of times. So that's like one step away from that legendary tour right there.
It's from
that's
Kevin
awesome,
Bacon,
yeah.
Right.
Yes. And real quick, where can my listeners find out more about the Handcuffs and that marvelous new cassette?
You can go to thehandcuffs.com, which is our website. Also, find us on Facebook, which we're pretty active on, The Handcuffs on Facebook. It's facebook.com/thehandcuffs. And that's probably it. SoundCloud also, we're on.
And
YouTube.
Semi-Pro Records.
Yeah, semiprorecords.com also has some info.
Very good, very good. I've been chatting with Brad Elvis and Chloe F. Orwell of The Handcuffs. Guys, thanks so much for spending a little time with me here on Twirl Radio. And what song shall we hear off the cassette to wrap things up?
Oh, pick one, Chloe.
I was going to tell Mike to pick one.
How about?
I was going to say Gentleman's Choice.
How about Somebody Somewhere?
Perfect.
Sounds good. That would have been my choice, too. Brad and Chloe, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Keep playing great music.
Thanks. Stay on the line. Be right back to you.